The opinions expressed on this radio program by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Emily Pearls Show, Blog Talk Radio, or the Emily Pearls Show's sponsors and affiliates. Free thought is a philosophy, not a policy. And although the Emily Pearls Show program may take stances on individual issues, the show itself remains an entertainment platform.
It's the Emily Pearls Show time. Hit it!
Hello, and welcome to my show. You're listening to The Emily Pearls Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee, where women talk about anything we want to talk about, all right? Our topic today is informative, professional, and sometimes we manage to even have a little fun. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, and come on back and talk with me. The show will begin in just a few moments. All right then, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to the Emily Pearls Show, live from New York, right outside Times Square. Just to hear what's going on. I think it's a big concert getting ready to happen tonight. I see they've gated off an area, and I see a stage. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to let you know just as it gets underway right now. 74 degrees and scattered clouds. Of course, it's 8:10. I imagine the show will probably start around 9 New York time. It is now 7:10 in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know there's a whole lot of things going on in Memphis tonight. That's why I can't wait till the winter time. That's when we get the bulk of our list, because y'all be stuck in the house. But I ain't mad at you, because there are people that listen to the Emily Pearls Show all over the world online that don't go out. That's right. And even in Memphis that don't go out. Thank you for the shout out there. That's right. Look at the ticker tape of the Emily Pearls Show rolling right along. All right then. Right now we're going to bring in the co-host of the Consist, none other than Sybil Marie Presley, y'all. She's back. Hey, Sybil.
Hi, I'm with Charlene and Richard. And
well, hey, while you're there, tell the listening audience.
What? Oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to go on a megabus tomorrow to visit my family in Mobile, Alabama, which is next to the Florida Panhandle, and we're happy that the hurricane did not come this way. And Jose's breathing down our neck, though.
Well, I don't think where's he been spotted?
I think he's going to go east. So excited about that. And Charlene and Richard is here with us tonight, enjoying the show.
Okay, great. Hello, you guys. happy to have you all listening in.
Hello, Miss Emily. How you doing?
Hey, Charlene. I'm doing great. It's been a busy day. I had my energy drinks, and I'm happy. I lost 2 more pounds in about 10 days. So now, Charlene, I'm down to 128. 3 more pounds to go.
Yay. Wow.
I'll take some pounds with you. And here's Richard. Richard, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
What's up, Freelance Video 1? To our listening audience, you are listening to the voice of that commercial that you hear every week, Freelance Video 1. I know he doesn't sound like the commercial because that's not him talking, so now you get to hear his real voice. Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Hey, how's everybody out there doing tonight? It's a beautiful night. We're blessed. I've been outside playing with, I got a drone that my wife bought me, and I've been out there playing with it, learning how to operate, and I actually did pretty good.
Now you got some aerial footage for us, huh?
I can do it. I'm working on it. Just a little piece of equipment I had to the video crew and everything. I got a little flash information I'd like to share with everybody.
That'd be great.
I've been videoing with Kip High School for the last 3 years of their football team. They approached me here a couple of months ago, and now I'm the official videographer for the sports athletic, boys basketball, girls basketball, volleyball, and whatever else they have event there. I'm their official videographer now.
A big applause.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Hey, audience, did y'all hear that? Look, what's going on right here? It's so noisy. It's Times Square. They're getting ready for but we're going to give you a applause. Times Square outside the studio is getting ready for a concert, so I'm going to send them out until I see who's playing tonight, okay? All right, then. We just shut off the outside. Hey, that's really good, Richard. Congratulations. Hey. All right. Now, where
thank
is
you
this
much.
And what organization is this? Does it have something to do with the school system or what?
It's called a KIPP High School. It's a prep school. It's mm-hmm. with the Board of Education.
Well, that is an honor. Thank you, thank
hey.
You, thank you for sharing that, because they hear your commercial play every week, and I know, and you know, it, you and they, I don't think they've heard the voice since last year, and we've got new listeners way, since then. You know, we got listeners now in Japan and Ireland and where is that other place? I was looking at the stats the other day. You know, they can't call in, so they listen online. So anyhow, I see someone else has approached and got into the studio a little late, but I was hoping he was okay. And that is Reverend Douglas Martin. Hi, Doug.
Hello, I'm so sorry. I apologize for being late calling in, but I've been working on persuading because of what we're doing tonight, a very qualified person for auditioning. I mean, really,
yeah,
almost overqualified, and Right, so I'm hoping that she may even be in the studio now, you know, but I've been talking with her, and but that's my reason.
Why,
that's my reason why I was calling in a little late, you know, because it was something very important pertaining to the show.
I'm gonna ask you something. And you're going to think that I'm really, really psychic if I'm correct. Well, you will know that I'm really, really psychic if I'm correct. Would that by chance be Candace?
No, but I have invited her to the show, Candace,
okay.
My Facebook friend Candace.
Okay.
But no, but it's someone that you know and you just adore her.
I do. Well,
yeah,
I can't wait
yeah,
to hear who that person is. Let me let
yeah,
that person raise their
really,
hand
you
now.
You just really
what
adore her. I do, too. I do. Both of us do. You know, but, yeah.
Well, okay, an anonymous actor, if you would press one now, just to take the phone away from your ear. Be careful of, you know, what you're doing and make sure you don't disconnect yourself, but press one. That will raise your hand so that we can know who you are. And she has complied. Let's say hello. Hi, actress. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Emily. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I don't know who this is.
Yes, you do. Wait till I tell you. You're going to hit yourself upside the head. Talking a little bit. I'm trying to let you get it. Oh, this is Joy Henderson calling.
No, it's not.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No, it's not.
Yes,
hi,
it is. Hey, Emily, how you doing?
How the world are you? Yes,
I'm doing
indeed.
Fine. I'm doing fine.
You know what? You not only will be in the series, but I'm working on a movie now by Catherine Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the scenes is like the restaurant that serves as a restaurant for most of the day, but then about 8:00 they turn into a little juke joint. So I know you could be a cameo singer singing the blues for them.
I would love to do that. Oh, Emily, I would love that so much.
Catherine Sims is the writer of this
uh-huh.
movie, and she takes it back, I would say, about maybe 30 years or so ago.
Wow.
And
okay.
Yeah, when it's a lot of hustle going on. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. My dad was the greatest hustler of them all. Yes.
I heard that. Yeah, so you would fit just immediately into that singing role.
Well, Emily, do I need the audition? What do I need to do tonight?
No. I've already heard you. You know, you're fabulous. Like Douglas said, Douglas, thank you so much. And
yeah,
I know that the writer.
I told you I had a surprise for you.
Yeah.
I told you. I knew it was going to fit. I knew it was a perfect fit.
The writer is going to be so excited. She really is.
Wonderful.
And also, I'll use you in a cameo appearance in our first series as well. Because, we're going to try to start filming probably sometime in October. I'm currently writing my first series off and on. But I'm editing. Tara's is already written, and I'm editing it. And right now she's busy putting in her dialogue. So she should be finished with that. We should be finished with that part for her probably by the first week in October sometime.
Wow.
And guess what, y'all? I just got commissioned by another writer to turn her book into a movie. So I'm meeting with her tomorrow.
All right.
Yes, PEPS Productions and Pearls Productions, we're going to be the movie hub of Memphis. Y'all, can y'all see it?
Amen. I know that's right. Yes. I can see it. I can feel it. Yes. And I'm very excited about it.
Joyce, don't go anywhere. Charlie, Richard, don't go anywhere. I'm just going to put you guys in the green room. Sybil, don't go anywhere. Doug, don't go anywhere. Because when we come back, we got a very important question for Joyce. All right?
That one right here.
All right.
Look, and the rest of y'all, while we're on this commercial break, please text somebody that you know that wants to act and have them to dial into the show.
Phone cord.
Okay, did y'all hear that? So y'all text somebody, Sybil, text somebody and have them to dial into the show because we're having a fun show tonight. I don't know if we can top last week's show. Douglas, we had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. You're not just kidding. I tell you what, we do our best work when we're doing improvs.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to take a little short break. You'll give y'all about 2 or 3 minutes. When we come back, we're going to start talking to all of the actors. So don't y'all go nowhere. All right?
I want
y'all to just stay right there because you are listening to the Emily Pearl Show Live.
You're listening to The Emily Pearl Show, live from Memphis, Tennessee. It's in a class all by itself. I'm Emily Pearl, and we'll be right back.
Video is the way to go. Whatever you want to do, get it done on video. Commercials, movies, church, sports, karate, corporate events, private parties, music videos, family reunions, dirt track races, promo tapes, DVDs, big or small, we do it all. Call Richard Self, Freelance Video 1 today, 901-463-4265. That's 901-463-4265. Mention promo code PEARLS20 and get 20% off. Freelance Video 1. Email us at freelancevideo1@hotmail.com. That's FreelanceVideo, @hotmail.com. Or call Richard today at 901-463-4265. Freelance Video 1, a proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
Be a thing of the past. We'll fix your credit and get you approved for a new loan. All you need is the middle score of 640 for FHA approval, and we know how to get you there. We specialize in getting you approved for home financing. So call the credit doctor now, 901-355-2772. Tell us that you saw it on Facebook to receive quality placement. Call 901-355-2772. The Credit Doctor.
Now, y'all give the credit doctor a call today and give Richard a Freelance Video 1 a call today. I am bringing everybody. We're going to have like a forum kind of discussion tonight. Those of you that want to get in on it, I'm going to check the chat room. Oh, by the way, the chat room is open. Well, it was. It looked like it shut down. Okay, I am talking, y'all. Sebo?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hello. You gotta stop all that talking. We can hear y'all.
Oh, well, upload Rich's picture from on the computer so he can be a movie star.
Well, you can't talk and host at the same time now. Come on now.
Yeah, sure.
You know the rules.
Yeah. I do the show. I enjoyed hearing his commercial. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I knew you had heard it before, but I'm pretty sure you have forgot what it sounded like because you don't hear it on a regular basis. But, yeah, that's what
well,
we do
actually,
for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, the reason I don't hear it on a regular basis because, like I said earlier, do kept football games on Friday nights, but we did a game last night, and actually it feels funny being home on a Friday night.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad
yeah.
that you are.
I'm home tonight
and,
as well.
Oh,
so
thank you. I'm glad
so
that you were.
So I get the honor and privilege of hearing your radio show tonight.
That's about. Thank you so much. We so appreciate that you took out time to do that because I know that people can be doing something else. So that's why I call y'all precious, every single one of y'all precious. From my co-host on
You're
down. Thank you. Now, Joyce, I did tell
yes.
a lie.
What'd you
I
do?
Did tell
What'd
a lie. I
okay.
said that you did not have to audition, but
I do have to.
You do have to. You got to audition on the show tonight, and it's really easy. All you have to do, do you watch TV, Joyce?
Yes.
Okay. So do you know those commercials that come on when we right in the middle of when we want to know what's happening next, and then they cut it, then they go to the television commercial?
They go to the television commercial. Well, I don't have it happen to me so many times.
So you've seen a lot of them, right?
Yes.
So can you tell me, what is your favorite commercial of the latest ones that you've seen now? That's your audition question.
My favorite commercial?
The funniest or your favorite?
No, don't tell me. Look, don't tell me how you can tell me my favorite commercial. Let's see now, because I love commercials. I love commercials.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. What's my favorite one I've seen? That's a trick question.
I know, because it makes you think on your feet, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. Okay, see, my favorite one. That's the one I'm trying to find. What is my favorite commercial? J.G. Whitworth, 877 Cash 9.
Baby's singing.
See, I mean, I'm
y'all.
Really trying to find one. A.G. Whitworth, you know, I need it. It's my money. I need it now.
Yeah. A.G. Whitworth, 877
Cash 9. And the opera singers, you know, I love that commercial. I love that commercial.
It is a good commercial. It is very good. Very good design.
I really tried to think of something.
I've been watching them all my life. I've been comparing them. I talk to them. I tell them what was wrong with them. I tell them I really like it, or I tell them what they should have done. I was kind of like born to be a casting director and didn't even know it, just from watching commercials. So now when I'm looking at them,
how those things work out like that. Yeah.
Yes, and you can find some boring ones. I'm gonna tell you this. I worked for Honda here. The Honda dealership here in Memphis back in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2004. But, of course, I couldn't say that then, but I can say it now. Honda's car dealership has some of the boringest commercials that you ever want to see. They never make any sense. I mean, completely boring. They're so out of touch with what's going on in the world today, it doesn't make sense. That they're paying somebody all of that money when they could pay somebody else that would come up with something better, but they get these contracts and then they're stuck into them. So let's go to our co-host. You passed, Joyce, so you are
I did? Booked. I did pass?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You
so
passed
then I'm in the show.
And you are booked. Yes, so can we get just a little applause for one of our first radio audition actors.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Since you brought in the actor tonight, I'm going to put the question to you next. What is your favorite commercial?
What's my favorite commercial?
Yeah.
Well, along the lines of what you and Joyce were talking about, I would say that the car commercial is it's all good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's all good.
Yeah,
that's right. I love him.
It's all good. It's all good. But the only thing is, I'm surprised that the owner has not smiled with gold teeth yet.
Oh.
Maybe somebody told him don't do it.
That's
someone told him not to do it.
Y'all know the little star, the little young man, the star. He's a little celebrity. Y'all know that's
the one
Peanut.
That looks kind of like Ice Cube.
Yeah, that's Lil Peanut.
Yeah. Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I really do, and I mean, he's really playing that part. He's doing a good job on that part. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a pretty heavy actor. Lil Peanut 5 is about 12 now, maybe.
Wow.
That's an old commercial. Lil Peanut made that commercial before he even went to New York and signed with act agencies and distributor companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does rap. He does rap. They call him Lil Peanut. He's been on shows with the big boys, you know.
Seemed like I done heard something about Lil Peanut because I didn't know his name. I just always knew I liked him, you know.
Well, I don't know his real name either.
There's some secret celebrities that have, you know, went through the loops here, you know, and they're making real good money. You know, like, for example, the Bill Street Flippers. They're just flipping for just a few little dollars out there on Bill Street, but they
travel in movies. Yes.
They've been in movies.
They
sure have.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget about, of course, our favorite Cameron Kirk that's with Bruno Mars. Don't forget about him, y'all.
The one they call Boo, don't they call him Boo or something?
Nah, they down at the FedEx Forum. That's why I know where a lot of Memphis people are.
Bruno Mars has at least two musicians in his group that are from Memphis.
Right, that's what I heard. And they said one of those guys that be dancing with him said they call him either Boo or Little Boo. A Little Boo, he's from Memphis.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they call Cameron that or not.
You know, but
right. That's all I know is the nickname of somebody, either Boo or Little Boo. So that's what they call him in Memphis.
Sybil, you admit Kirk Whalum. Cameron's brother, right?
Oh, yeah, I have. Yes, I have.
And tell us about your meeting with him.
Well, he came to our community room in the apartments where I live. He comes like once a year and does a free concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's excellent. He's a wonderful musician. And it's kind of a close, intimate type audience.
Yeah.
And you can take your photo with him and get autographs. Puts on a show for about an hour or so, and it's free
That's
every year.
That's really nice. Isn't that fantastic? That's really
that
nice.
That is nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he does it every year, Sybil?
Yeah. Or
every
choice.
Hmm? Yeah. Hey, Sybil.
Are you going to sing tonight?
Am I going to do what, baby?
Sing for us.
I'm not working tonight, and I'm just getting over a cold, so my throat is a little scratchy.
No, she was invited to just
to
give her a role in the series. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now look, Richard, our videographer.
Richard's right here.
Didn't you do some of Lil Peanut videography?
He's talking about Lil Peanut. You remember him?
Yes, ma'am. I do remember Lil Peanut.
And then you do some of his videography?
No, ma'am. Actually, I didn't. Miss Eccles did. And she's got a picture of his up on the wall.
Right. Exactly. He went through I think that's where he started his career with our partner, Mrs. Eccles, Anna Eccles of AJE Dreamland, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So as y'all can see, we got a gold mine right here in Memphis, you know.
Yeah.
So, I was called to build it up, you know, for the city for movies, because Memphis used to be a good city for movies. Now it's just dead. After it got turned over to agencies, and then commissions, they don't offer the movie companies enough breaks to come here, tax breaks. Mm.
They lost the tax breaks. They lost the tax breaks, and I think that had something to do with the decisions from the city council.
There's a big feature coming here in September to Memphis, a huge Hollywood feature.
What is it, Sybil? Don't just tell us, so you got to tell us more about it.
Yeah, it's Brian Banks' story. He's a football player that had false imprisonment. And the man that's putting the movie on is going to bring a whole lot more movies to Memphis. He has a special part in his heart. But his name is Tom Hadyac, Hadyac. And he did all the Jim
Shadyac.
All the Jim Carrey. That's correct. He did Jim Carrey movies, Ace Ventura, Liar, and all the Jim Carrey movies. So he's
That's a big leaguer right there, then.
It sounds like he's related to the Shadyacs that run St. Jude.
And there's a street downtown by the bus station called Shadyac Avenue.
Shadyac?
Named after the CEO. Yeah, because see, I used to work for St. Jude, so
I did too,
I met him. Did you?
Mm-hmm, I did too. I was in the secretary's department.
Mr. Shadyac
threw quite a bit.
Anyway, on location cast from the same people that did the Million Dollar Quartet is doing the casting, and they have.
Well, that
doesn't
sound too
right
good.
Now. I missed that. I don't know what you just said. It must have been funny.
You can tell us, Douglas, because you know I own up to everything.
We're still waiting for the Million Dollar Quartet to catch fire. You know,
it's down to ashes now. It did catch fire.
Where? Yeah,
it's down to ashes. They canceled it, but I think somebody else
is
gonna try to pick it up.
Wait a minute, Sybil. Were you finished one sentence before you start another? You said
Sybil is a treasure of information. You're impatient.
She said so fast, and y'all go on to something else, and you didn't catch what she said the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say it caught fire where, Sybil?
No, Doug said I'm waiting for Million Dollar Man to catch on fire, and I said, yeah, it caught fire, meaning that the episode's aired. But however, it got canceled from CMT, and another network is trying to look at it to see if they can continue the series. It was
you said a place. Where? That's what I asked you. Where did you say that it was showing? It caught fire where?
It didn't catch fire, literally. Doug said, I hope it catches fire. You know, that series, like, takes off.
No, I know that. I know what you mean. I'm just saying. I thought you named a city where it was popular or something. Didn't you do that? I thought you said Ashland or something.
No,
it was aired, but I don't think it didn't get good reviews, so that's why I said it didn't catch fire.
Yeah, it's a CMT network. And, it was filmed for a certain amount of time, which the time went by for the episodes, but they did not
continue to pick them up. So they're now looking at another network that may let them continue.
Yeah. The
series.
Well, that's the reason why I said that didn't sound good, right, Douglas?
Mm-hmm.
When she said that, when you said, Sybil, that the same people that did the casting,
you know,
$1 million quartet.
You know whose mistake they're making?
What?
Is if you're going to sell Elvis, you need to sell Elvis worldwide. You can't just sell it. America are his slackest fans. You have to sell Elvis worldwide. You sell him worldwide, he's a gold mine.
Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with locally, he's not. But most of the times when shows or episodes like that get canceled, it's only because of two reasons. And sometimes both of the reasons can be simultaneous. Number one, it doesn't have a good storyline. Number two, you got bad actors cast in it. Like, for instance, I've seen episodes where they'll have a character cast as a mother, and the mother looks younger than the daughter. You see what I'm saying? Little things like that are scrutinized.
Yeah, but even more than that, Emily, it's like, the whole cast is made up of nobodies.
I don't see anything wrong with that because there are a lot of nobodies that have really good talent.
If you're trying to get your foot in the door, you know, then it's good to have a headliner, you know, so it'll draw the attention. You know, if you don't have there's so much competition out there.
I understand exactly that. We all know that you need a name to pull, draw people in, but that's been the problem that the Hollywood industry actors are complaining about. They're saying give them a chance, you know, just because they're not a big name dropper, their name is not a big dropper, don't exclude them.
That's what they did. They just went overboard with it. You know, you gotta have you gotta be able to afford to pay one headliner. You can give everybody else an opportunity.
But if you still don't get the right headliner
anything that'll help increase, you know, attention and sales.
Yeah, it could, but it doesn't always do that.
Superstar.
That's the reason why. Let me tell you something. Don't you see these superstars, big name droppers, as you call them, making commercials now? And you see them making commercials that you never would have thought. I mean, it's not like a big name like Nike or like that. It's like for Humana Care, okay? Or some health company or some drug company. Well, you know what that means? When you see the big actors that used to have the big drop names playing those roles, acting in those kinds of roles, it means that they need work. So if they need work, that means that their name must not have a drawing appeal anymore. So that's the reason why I say it doesn't always. Because, see, here's the thing. I grew up in all the old actors. You know, the old actors like Denzel Washington, who else?
Me and
Cuba Gooding. I'm trying to think of some other black actor. The ball player Jim Brown. I don't know if Jim Brown is still living. But I'm just saying,
Sidney Poitier, Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, there you go. But, and Billy Dee Williams is still living, but you don't see him on no name dropping movies, on no big movies. So, it only lasts for a season. Your name only lasts for a season. But I understand your point, and I don't think I don't. But you got to have a huge budget in order to get somebody's name that is still hot. And apparently, Million Dollar Quartet didn't have that kind of budget. You see what I'm saying?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Okay. What's the name of that actor? Oh, my God. He's one of the busiest actors in Hollywood. I have the hardest time. He's a white actor. Well, his skin color is white. And the movie, and he's made so many movies. Walker. And he played the headless horseman. He was the headless horseman. He's made so many He makes so many movies. And the reason why he does it is because he's not greedy.
Hi, Joyce. I see you're back. I got you back in.
Yes, I'm back.
Sometimes it does that. When the studio is full, and it doesn't always show me who is on the lines. I always thought it did, but I found out this year from Blog Talk Radio and themselves, they said that the callers don't show on my screen. But I told them that it did show on my screen. I don't know what they talking about. But anyway.
I came back in right where you were saying something about those actors, and when you named Jim Brown, I started thinking about one of my favorite movies. Do you remember Three the Hard Way with Jim Brown and Jim Kelly?
All of those movies show on Bounce.
Yes, one of my favorite movies. It had Jim Brown and Jim Kelly and Richard Roundtree. I think that was the guy that played Chef.
That was another one. And what was the chick name?
You got to be talking about Pam Grier.
Pam Grier follows my show. She actually follows the Emily Pearl show.
I love her.
I haven't seen her tweeting in a long time. I'll have to do that this weekend. But yeah, she's a follower of my show. We have a lot of celebrity followers. One of these days when I have time, that was one of the assignments that I gave my broadcasting students, probably like their third class or their second class. They had to go on Twitter and go to Emily Pearl Show Twitter page and look at all of our followers. Click on the link that says follow us and see how many famous names that they saw that they recognize. And so anytime, and this is good for you too, Sybil and Charlene, Douglas, even you, go to our handle at the Twitter. On Twitter, our handle is not D. Doesn't have the word D in it. Douglas, can you kind of stabilize? You're moving a lot, and we can hear that. I think that's you. Let me find out.
It's not me.
I took him in the green room. So, Douglas, I need you to be still because it sounds like you're moving, and it's just really, really rattling. It's kind of taking out, away from distraction. But anyway, so that's a good assignment for even you guys because I bet y'all haven't done it. The handle for our show does not have the word T-A-P in it. It's just Emily Pearl's show on Twitter.
Okay.
You can put it in the search. You can put it in the search bar. Our page will come up. You'll see me and Sybil's big old pretty faces. And then you go. It tells you how many followers we have, which is over 47,000, I think.
Wow.
And then you click. you click on that, and then it'll show you the name or the handle of everybody that follows our show. So we have a lot of celebrities that follow our show.
Emily, how long have you been doing your show?
This is our fourth year.
Okay.
And So look, I think we gain about 10,000 followers a year. Maybe not that many. It's just that the ones that we have do stay with us. I think we really reached that point about close to 40,000, probably about our second year. And but yeah, on Facebook, me myself, my page is I have over 200,000 followers on my Facebook page, on my personal page.
Wow!
But on our we had a fan page. We got the Emily Pearl Show Facebook fan page. And we have over 60,000 followers on that fan page. Yeah. And from all over the world, because our show is not just local. It's national and international. Yes.
Okay.
And so, and in the UK, they love the Emily Pearl Show. That's why we have our biggest following from, to me, as far as the continuity of listening to us on a regular basis, it's, Douglas is still filling. I'm going to put you back in the Douglas. Douglas, I'm putting you back in the green room because for some reason, if you got your buds on, it is filly-dilly-dilly. It is playing filly-dilly on the roof of something. I mean, not music, literally.
Yeah,
but it's just rapping. Y'all hear the difference, right?
I hear it. Yeah.
Quiet.
I mean, when you was moving around,
background.
I could tell.
Richard. Now, back to Richard and Charlene. Richard, what's your favorite commercial?
What's your favorite commercial?
My favorite commercial. Popeyes. Well, the commercial with Jack Purtles and the Barcades.
I heard
I love that commercial. Yes. I love that commercial.
Bev Johnson in it. Yeah.
You know why that's my favorite commercial?
Because you shot it.
I had the privilege of working on it.
Oh, man.
Yes, I did.
I like it when that lady is eating that chicken and she said, "This so good."
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yep.
I love that commercial. She said, "This so good."
And you know, and
I said, "That's a good commercial."
And you know why that particular part turned out so good?
Why?
We did it one time on that part and it worked and everybody liked it. So we went with it.
Yeah, I just love that. The whole commercial is wonderful.
Amen. Well, thank you much.
That is the feeling that you get, though, when you do bite into that Jack Purtles chicken. Your first bite, ha! Yeah.
I worked in Arlington,
Tennessee.
There you go.
I'm sorry,
there you go.
Ahead.
I love Popeyes.
I now work with TDOT, Tennessee Department of Transportation. That's my part-time 9-to-5 job. Anyway, I work in Arlington, and I've been putting a bug in there to put one out there. Whether it happens or not, I don't know, but it's worth a try.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'd be happy to do a TSA for them. You know, I mean, a PSA, public service announcement. For sure, we could do that. We can produce that. I would love to do that for them. But let's see if Douglas has gotten his buds right. Douglas, you got your buds right?
My buds been right.
No,
it's just that, you know, when I'm bored and I'm out of the conversation, I have a tendency to fidget.
Well, get in and stop fidgeting,
Doug.
You're an adult. I have a five-year-old that broadcasts every first Friday night. Well, he's six now. And when he first started, this is since he's going in his second year. But when he was five, just turned five when he came on, and that was an issue for him because he's like a little genius, and he gets bored easily, and he would just be fidget. But that's the reason why they are training to learn that when they're broadcasting, they can't fidget. So Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
You are an adult. You already know how not to fidget.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah,
they won't let me hold still at work. They won't let me hold still at work. Well, I can't even hold still when I'm sleeping because of my dreams.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm anticipating
getting ready to talk again and stuff, and I'm all excited, and I got all this energy ready to talk again and stuff. You know, I'm sorry.
Well,
you
can't talk about the whole show. I'm going to tell you,
I volunteer to go in the green room.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something. I just got finished watching The Big Bang Theory, and I love that little comedy show. It's about these nerds, mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
I look at it from time to time.
Yeah, so Sheldon thinks he's the smartest one in the group. So they had a little fit-in question Q&A competition in their apartment, right? And they used their neighbor, who was not biased, to ask them the questions. And Sheldon was pushing a button to answer all the questions. And so then Leonard said, wait a minute, Sheldon, you have to let somebody else answer the question. He said, why? I know all the answers. So Doug,
there you go.
So Doug,
I'm holding the answers and stuff, and they jumping around in the bag.
Yeah, you remind me of Sheldon. I just saw that show. Okay, Charlene, we did not intend to leave you for last, but I know you got a favorite commercial,
ooh.
Right?
Yeah, but I can't think of it right now. You didn't ask for mine.
Okay, Sybil.
Oh, you brought it back?
Come on, Sybil. I'll see you in about time.
Charlene's thinking.
Yeah, well, go ahead. You can tell us yours while she's thinking.
My favorite commercials is Hallmark commercials. They make me cry.
Ooh,
and they're so realistic.
Yeah.
So that's my all-time favorite. And, of course, I like your commercial in Delta Medical, and I like my commercials that I do, and I got a new one coming out, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
No commercial I like.
Oh, yeah, and Richard likes both of us in the Ashley Furniture commercial that we did.
I'm not in the Ashley Furniture commercial.
Well, you worked in it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You dressed up Christmas-like.
I was on the set.
That
was gas money.
And you got
money.
Paid. For, yeah. Uh-huh,
that was gas
sure
money.
Was.
I didn't get paid as an actor. So that was good. It was nice for them to do that.
That one you did was about that crack.
Charlene,
yeah.
Did you come up with yours?
Charlene? Yeah. I hadn't thought of one good one I like yet.
I haven't.
That's great.
Do you watch
Richard likes that Universal Studio? I mean, Universal Glass commercial, he said.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about current commercials, y'all. Y'all going back 2 and 3 years. So y'all now
current
watch commercial. TV now.
She wants a now commercial.
I'm not talking about our commercials that we do. This is for our audience.
Yeah, I don't think
do y'all watch TV now sometimes?
He likes, Richard likes Purtle's chicken commercial. Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't seen that this year either. So can you come up with one that you've seen recently? Joyce was our guest. Joyce was our guest, and she did really good. Because H.G. Whitmore still play their commercials all the time. And they do play it. And I'll tell you another company that has some of the most boring is commercial. I used to work for them too. And ironically enough, both of the letters, name of the company start with the letter H, Hershey's. Hershey's has some of the most boringest commercials I've ever seen in my life. I couldn't say that then, but I can say it now. And their competition, Mars, you know, like Kit Kat, they have some really good commercials. But my favorite commercials are anything to do with Target. I mean, Douglas. My favorite commercials. I gotta put Douglas in the green room. Hey, Sybil, you got somebody else to go into the quiet. Take your place in the quiet room.
Oh, I don't like going to the quiet room.
Douglas doesn't either. I don't know why he won't be staying. Let's take a commercial break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we're gonna wrap down, and we're gonna. Everybody's laughing at this. I know, right? So we're going to take one little break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show, y'all. Don't go away.
The Cupboard Restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee is world famous for some of the best food and southern hospitality you'll ever find, and is a celebrity favorite. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. The Cupboard Restaurant is located at 1400 Union Avenue, one block east of Cleveland, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Got a large group? Groups of any size are welcome, and catering is available. While you're there, pick up a copy of Charles Capella's world-famous cupboard cookbook. Check out their website at www.thecupboardrestaurant.com. That's The Cupboard Restaurant, 1400 Union, 901-276-8015. A proud sponsor of The Emily Pearl Show.
Y'all, let's get back to Times Square, see what's going on out there. I bet we've got a whole lot of honks that came in, and did I shut us off completely from the outside world? Let me go and check here while we are still closing up our show. That we'll get some movement after a while. This probably in about the next minute or so. We're going to bring Douglas in now because we got to go. And I guess he can just rattle his way on out the show. Douglas? Uh-huh. Yeah, we were making fun of you. I did. I made it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, but you did. There you go. You got to bring in the applause.
I don't get to like it because I only do that when someone is having technical difficulties with their phone. And this is the first time that I know of that you had any technical difficulties with your phone going on.
Oh, no. It's been about 3 or 4 times.
Well, what do you think the problem is? Because are you on speaker? Is that the problem?
Yeah, I don't have an earbud. I don't have an earbud in right now. My earbud's gone bad.
Okay, so that's the problem. So be sure.
We haven't had enough, I needed to take a bathroom break, and we were just so into it and stuff, you know.
Okay. I'll try to do more breaks then. Okay. Yeah, I need to know because
I don't care about the building. You know, I'm just saying, well, let me go use the restroom while they, I'm not hearing it. I didn't know y'all were going to hear me.
No. Okay, so now we know when Douglas starts moving around, y'all, we need to take a break.
If I'm in it, I'm fine. I gotta say, Emily.
Everybody was laughing at that one. That was a good one, Doug.
Well, I know. I heard some new laughter. Yeah.
Okay, so everybody, we want to thank you so much for tuning in. Those of you that didn't even raise your hand. I forgot to check the chat room. Okay, we're clear. Nobody's got a question in the box. So listen, we are, as I said, please spread the word. I'm between everything that I have to do, I'll kind of be off the grid all next week because I have to do some acting work at UT for the whole week. And then Sybil's going to be kind of off the grid because she's going to be on vacation out of town. So we'll be coming back at this song in a couple of weeks on Facebook, where it's concerned. And I'm going to be pitching the series. You know, I'm going to start pitching the series because sometimes the series can, a company may like your pitch for a series better than they like the movie. So you never know. But all I can do is pitch it, and that's what I'll be doing. Every chance I get, I can just say it that way. And as soon as we get on all of those other outlets, I'll be letting you guys know on Facebook because the distributor is in the process of getting the Our Movie distributed to Hulu, Netflix, and all of those other big-name platforms. So it does take 4 to 6 weeks, though. Everything in this business is not instant. I learned that the hard way, then the Richard. Hey, Richard? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot to push a button. Can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you.
Yeah, so anyway, I was asking Richard. I said, I learned that the hard way, that everything in this business is not instant. Then, Richard.
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes
they'll say technical difficulty.
Yeah, but this filming industry, it is no way instant at all. It takes time. It takes patience.
Gosh.
It takes attitude. I'm still working on my attitude, but I have.
But I have
learned patience, and I have learned that it takes time to do quality work. So I got 2 out of 3, so I'm working on it, Richard.
Well, I tell you, let me speak for the whole audience. We're all proud of you.
Yeah, proud of you.
Thank you so much. Well, I did make one accomplishment. I'm the only black filmmaker in Memphis, Tennessee, independent filmmaker that has pushed the movie all the way up to Amazon. Isn't it right?
You sure did.
All by yourself.
Yeah. I wasn't by myself. I wasn't by myself. It was me and the good Lord. I wasn't by myself. Because he's the one
Well, of course, now. I can't close with prayer.
Oh, yeah, you can. Because that's going to be the note that we close about.
Of course, I wasn't reading out the Lord, Emily. I was just saying, the things you do with cyberspace is amazing.
Yeah, for a 67-year-old, I do have to pat myself on the back for that. But the only reason why I wanted to emphasize it, let me explain, Douglas, because it was challenging. When I got accepted by Amazon, they don't give you any tutorials. They don't tell you nothing. They don't answer any technical questions of how to operate in the console that they give you. They give you this. Wait a minute. They give you this. Oh, hold on, Douglas. You got me an echo going on. Okay, Douglas is back in technical difficulties. They give you a whole, this big old console.
That's about it.
With instructions in writing and technical as we call it, jargon. Technical jargon is so, so difficult to understand. So it took me, Sybil, you my witness, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because I kept Sybil updated practically every 2 or 3 days as to how I was doing. And it literally took me anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks just to understand that console in the right film.
That's
but
right.
Do you know?
You stuck
every
step with it,
though.
Every
step of the way, yeah. You know, when it was wrong, I just asked the Lord to help me to understand and help me. What do they mean? What do I need to do? How does this go? And if I do it this way, will it work? You know, all they do is tell you, when you're in the console, you submit it, and then you have to wait 2 or 3 days for them to come back and let you know if that part of it is correct or not. And there were 5 parts that I had to do. The video part, the descriptive part, the pictures. So, man, they had, I don't know, like 4 or 5 different aspect ratios. They had 4 or 5 different pictures, and each one of them had to be in different aspects and ratios. I didn't know anything about that stuff. So God had to teach me because I was not going to give it up. I was like Noah, and he instructed Noah how to build that big old boat. So that's all I kept saying. Seriously, I'm going to see if Doug got his technical difficulties gone down. But Douglas, that's all I kept saying to God is this. Look, you taught Noah how to build that big old boat, and he wasn't even a carpenter. So I know you can teach me how to do this and get this movie correct where Amazon will accept it and put it live on their site. So that's the only reason why, which I think is an important reason, Douglas, that I needed to just pinpoint and highlight the fact that I was not alone in this task.
Oh yeah, well, Emily, you know, you're very gifted, and you're faithful, and so you're the type of person that seeks sublime direction for your talent
uh-huh.
and your skill, because that's what God wants us to do. You
right.
know, is to direct our talents and our skills, you know, according to the path that He has for us, you know, to in our own individual lives, to do the work that He has for us to do with our own gifts and our talents and stuff. So, and
right.
you have not squandered. You have not, since you've been on this path, you have not squandered any opportunity at all.
Thank you.
By any stretch of the imagination, you haven't squandered any opportunity to progress this work. You know,
exactly.
And so.
Exactly. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Exactly. And that's what it takes. It takes a lot of perseverance. You know, I've had to work on this project even when I was sick. And Charlene can testify to how much I ate. Sybil can too. You know, because Charlene and I have some of the same type chronic illness, and so we understand about that pain, don't we, Charlene?
She's in the next room.
Oh, she is. But anyway, yeah.
I had to wrap up something on the computer.
I've had to do it, you know, even when I was hurting. I've had to stay up late at night, even when I was tired and sleepy, you know, and really need to lay down because when I get tired, I start hurting. And but I had to push on, you know. I would say, Lord, I'm hanging on till I get this one thing corrected tonight. I'm hanging on. And help me, please. That's all I can say, y'all. And boy, did he do it. He got me through. So, Douglas, I'm ready for, you already said some encouraging words. It was so important for me to hear that. Thank you so much. But now it is over. I'm turning the rest of the show over to you for our closing. Reverend Douglas Martin, y'all.
Well, I would like to thank all the listeners, first and foremost. No matter what our topic and our concept, they are loyal and they're faithful because they find interest in our show. And we're always out there planting seeds to germinate. And we so appreciate everyone as listeners. And we would like to encourage everyone to bring a friend into the listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we also pray that at some point in time, we will be able to bring an international audience into the studio to where they can talk to us, too, because they're such loyal and faithful listeners. But we thank you, all you listeners, so much. We thank all the participants and all the loyal people that are affiliated and associated with this production, not only in audio, but video.
Right.
And we just pray that we all stay together as a team and work
right.
together and continue to prosper and grow our endeavors. And on that, I would like to close in prayer.
Okay.
Dear Lord God, Heavenly Father, Keeper of heaven and earth, thank you for transcending into our hearts and our minds and keeping us focused in the work and the will you have for us in our lives so we can exalt our gifts to glorify your purpose for us in this compensation and dispensation of times here on earth that are becoming more and more critical. And so it is so important that people like us invest our lives into the prosperity of humanity. Because there is so much negativity and diabolical ploys out there seeking to destroy good. And we just thank you, dear God, and praise you, and we love you for all that you have done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So to all of my pearls in the listening audience tonight, a pearl is defined as a precious thing. It is the finest example of something special. So it doesn't matter whether you are rich or poor. You, my pearls, you are a precious thing. You are the finest example of someone special, all right? So as we stay around here in the Emily Pearl studio, listen, don't hate them, congratulate them. And if you deem it that meaning, I promise you, my pearls, everything good that you do, well, what, y'all?
Come back to you.
Come back to you. Everybody say good night.
Good night.
We'll see you. That's our time. See you next week. Same time, same place.